And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. I have good news for you today. God is not angry with you. He loves you and wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. My opening prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word. Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, I'd like to ask you a question. What does God think of you? What is his nature? What is his heart like towards you? Well, we'll see that how dearly and passionately God loves you. He wants you more than he wants anything else. Go to Psalm 136, 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. What's saying there is that because of his loving kindness that endures forever, we are to give him thanks. We are to thank the Lord for that. And friends, before you were born, God knew your destiny. I'll read this in Jeremiah 1, 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. What is saying here in this passage, God is saying four specific things to Jeremiah. Number one, I formed you. Two, I knew you. Three, I sanctified you. And I ordained you. It's the same for you. What God is saying to you, you are unique, You are special. You are set apart. You are anointed. You have an appointed calling on your life. When you are called, God knew exactly what he was doing. As the call itself indicates, this is no spontaneous decision on God's part. He is saying, don't you realize that I know everything about you while your mother was still carrying you? Don't you realize that I have had this destiny mapped out for you all along? God has planned for this moment, and with joy he looked forward with deep satisfaction of seeing his child, which is you, put to use with the gifts that were lovingly reserved for you. This entire message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. But it's not enough to say, great to hear, John, and walk away. To know about God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart, and he wants you to invite him in. And now is the time. Will you pray with me? Just follow me in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Friend, if you prayed this prayer, I believe you got born again. And now get into a good Bible-based church, and he will take you places that you've never ever dreamed. And your spiritual oversight there will pray with you and for you. Well, the message today is from 2 Timothy 4:7. It's the way you finish. It says this in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Friends, so often when people make mistakes, they get down on themselves and think, oh, if only, or I should have, or what if? It's easy to feel like you've missed the best plan for your life. That's when people get discouraged and stop pursuing their God-given dreams. But understand today, God, just because you've made a mistake or two or failed in some way doesn't cancel God's plan. God never disqualifies you. He never says, go sit on the sidelines. You've blown it too many times. You've got too many weaknesses. No, God always gives you another chance. Some of the great people in the Bible made very poor choices. The Apostle Paul started off as a murderer, yet his destiny was bigger than his mistakes. He ended up becoming the writer of over half the New Testament. What am I saying? Our mistakes, our failures, our poor choices don't have to keep us from God's given destiny. I mean, from your God-given destiny. With God, it's about the way you finish. Receive his grace today and embrace the bright future he has in store for you. We read this from Jeremiah 29:11. It says, for I am, know the thoughts, plans, and intentions that I am thinking toward you. Songs, says the Lord, thoughts of peace. Now that word peace in Hebrew is just more than peace. It means no good thing will be withheld. It goes on to say, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The word hope in this one is that it says that the two I am statements in this verse says are very significant. It means God has determined, committed to plan good things for you. Amen. That's good news. Right. We'll be praying for the sick and hurting. Have an expectancy to get a touch from the Lord today. From Matthew 4:23-24 says, when Jesus healed the sick, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Verse 24, news about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pains, with demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them all. See, verse 23 says, we see Jesus healing every disease and sickness among the people. All were healed. In verse 24, people brought all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures, the paralyzed, and he healed them all. As you see in John 14:12, Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Every believer has the anointing within us. Jesus is saying, he who believes in me will do the same works and greater works because I go to my Father. We go to Acts 8, 6, 7, 8 and 13 says, when the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. In verse 13, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he did. I'd like to give a testimony here from a Dr. Colin H. Walk from Cairns in Queensland. He said that after attending a seminar on divine healing, I began to apply the principles of praying for the sick myself and can now confirm they work. He goes on to say that one of the most notable was a little girl who was suffering from deafness from birth. Normal medication treatment could not help her. After prayer, she was set free. I've also, personally myself, I have, and I've other seen many other people as well, praying for deaf and seeing the same results. Well, Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick right now. Heal the sick and for creative miracles. Now lay your hand on the sick and hurting part of your body as you begin to pray. And believe you will receive and you will have. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every infirmity. I cast out every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die and shrivel at the roots right now in Jesus Christ's name. I'd like to give a testimony about that. There was a woman that went to, she had a tumor in the stomach, and she went, got prayer, prayed over her, and she went to, had the operation. When they had the operation, the doctor said there was nothing there. We've seen many miracles happen like this, but as the power of God comes on people. And I'll go on to say that the cancer is cursed at the root. And I pray, Holy Spirit, I release your healing power and I command it to be healed and made whole. a command to reconstruct if we create a miracle to take place where it needed. And I command health and healing to every physical body. Thank you, Holy Spirit, your miraculous healing power. I release your anointing to heal the people right now. I pray that divine health freely flows into the listeners. I command every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I rebuke you in Jesus Christ's name, and I command you release the people and set them free. Be healed and made whole in the name of Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You might have arthritis. I just feel that people listening have arthritis. I rebuke that in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. Not all of arthritis is through holding on to bitterness or grudges. I'm not saying that you have that. But I have seen it when people have had this illness. It's because someone's hurt them emotionally and they get upset. You've got to forgive them, not because what they did was right, but for your health, you've got to forgive them. So, Father, we give you praise that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed because you are, Lord, a joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. Amen. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. You are our healer. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You can pray for yourself by laying hands on yourself and release the healing power of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have it. Well, friends, some healings take seconds. I've said before, minutes and hours, sometimes it's days. But the Bible says clearly, you shall get well, or you shall get well. You shall be healed. Fear and faith are opposites. Have faith. The Lord can heal you. And act your faith. Just trying it now or in the future. Just try and see if the pains are starting to subside. If they are, then praise the Lord. Your healings are starting to take place. Test the area for improvement. As I said earlier, do not let fear come upon you. And use your authority as a believer. Words are powerful. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession, for your words are powerful. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Listen to good music or uplifting sermons. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so the priestly blessing is this, as I finish. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. The prophetic, may you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Shalom. Amen.
secret what God can do. There shall be showers of blessings.